it is important that we lift each other up. And we lift each other up by sharing how we got through things. How could we find health that allows us to have such full lives and not share that with people that we love and the world?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of I Am Christina D'Arcangelo. This is the second in the new year of our recording, and today I'm so ecstatic to have our guest on here with us, both for your listening and viewing pleasure, Christy Chapman. Christy, would you like to tell everyone about yourself?
Christina, thank you so much for having me on the show today. A little bit about myself. I live in Washington. I'm blessed to live on a lake, and my home office is here. I have been a respiratory therapist for 30 years, and after finding that Western medicine did not serve me well, I began to do research on cannabis. After some health issues myself and recognizing what a difference it made in my life, I knew that I had to bring these products forward for other people so that they could change their quality of life as well. So fast forward, 25 years of working in the ICU and ER trauma centers in Portland, Oregon. I am now retired and full-time research and product developer formulator for my cannabis company, Chapman Health and Wellness.
That is so awesome. I mean, you know, like I always say on the show, I invite people onto the show because there's a lot of different guests that come on, but there's always something about what it you know, about the people that shows the audience that we are the same. So the fact that you had your own medical issues, you were a traditional healthcare provider, and you went into the cannabis space because your needs not necessarily were being met traditionally, is very much like what I did with my career. And the fact that, again, too, we talked about it before the show, we both have autoimmune diseases, one of which we share and one of which we don't. But the point is, we have been able to see and find cannabis or cannabinoid products to help us with our conditions, and thereby able to move forward in our product development and help other patients in the process because we really understand.
Absolutely. And Christina, once somebody falls ill and is able to find a way to climb out of that, to find what works for them, what brings back life, what brings back family, traveling, being able to leave your home comfortably, having that opportunity, you really have an obligation to share that. How could we find health that allows us to have such full lives and not share that with people that we love and the world? So it is an obligation. It's a lot of hard work, as you know. It is a calling. It is service. And it's an honor. We were talking a little bit before the show, and I was sharing with you when I actually came in contact with cannabis. I was not able to make it to the mailbox. And a young man that lived next door to me recognized that I was very ill. And in fact, brought a modality to my home and asked me to try it, that I would feel better. And my first reaction was, oh no, we don't do that. Sorry, you know. And he talked me into it, and the gray slate color left my face. That was the beginning. And it has been since 2014. And we have learned so much. People are getting healthy.
Yeah.
People are getting healthy. People are awakening real health.
Yeah, it's amazing now. Like, so you got in 14 and I got in right after you. So 15 was when my father had passed from stage 4 liver, lung, and stomach cancers, and I became his advocate. And that's when I started the nonprofit while he was still alive, Affinity Patient Advocacy. I was a keynote speaker for Relay for Life, talking about my journey of being a caretaker for my father, turning it into a positive situation when, you know, inside I was all tore up because he was my main guy. He was my number one. He was my best friend, my first true love, you know. And a grower out in the West Coast contacted me and said, listen, I know you're a traditional pharma clinical researcher, but I know you could turn my grow into a pharma grade grow so I can make products for patients similarly to what you do in the traditional healthcare space. And that's how I got into it. And I haven't looked back, you know, like, listen, we were put on this planet to make a difference, I think. And if that's with cannabis or cannabinoids or derivatives thereof, terps and that, I love the terpenes, honestly, that's what we're here to do, right? And think about all the patients you've helped, you know, through yourself, through your company, products you've formulated, things that you've done to educate people so they understand. And because you're vulnerable to the fact that you don't hide things and you talk about your journey, people then know you understand, right? Wouldn't you say?
Exactly, Christina. Once you understand your journey and how you can get through it, just like I was mentioning earlier, it is something that we are to share. And I have this really cute story I'd like to share. I am a spiritual person. I believe in a higher power, and I believe in the goodness of people. My husband and I were sitting listening to our pastor at a new church after we just moved, and the pastor said, I hope nobody out there is smoking that weed. And how did he say it? And stunting your emotional growth.
Oh, okay.
And I just thought, oh, Lord, I have my work cut out here. And, you know, you wonder where the universe puts you for educating. And I'm sitting there listening to this thinking, okay, this is going to be a little bump in the road. And but it has a great ending. So my pastor and his wife invited my husband and I over for dinner. I believe like a week or two after that, this gets a little touching. We're sitting at dinner and my pastor gets up and has to excuse himself and said, my wife's father just came home and is on hospice. Aww. It's his first night at home tonight. And so I'm going to go spend the night with him and my mother-in-law and take care of my father-in-law. And of course, my heart bursts.
Yeah.
Hospice, I've done hospice. I have helped a lot of people transition, mm-hmm. wherever they feel they're going, and talking and nurturing with families during that time. It's a very, very tender part mm-hmm. of my service. Mm-hmm. And he did pass last week, but he also passed without morphine, and he passed using CBD.
Awesome.
THC. And they came to me asking me if I would help them after they did the research of, you know, what we can offer them.
I can show you better than I can tell you.
This is now a whole new bubble of people, if you will, that have a whole new understanding. I mean, he went from that weed to that helped my father-in-law pass, and he was alert.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So now he has a service to mm-hmm. go out and share.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a great story. I love hearing those kinds of stories because you're right.
It's educating.
Hospice is tough. My dad was in hospice. He only lasted Sunday to Tuesday night. And then my dad's brother, his oldest brother, fast forward to 2018, my aunt came to me and said, hey, Christina, can you please help us? Your Uncle Artie is not classified as a hospice patient, but should be. And we know you can help through your nonprofit. So I got involved. We had a medical program in Pennsylvania, thank God. However, he didn't have a card. And so we were expediting everything. He got the card the day after he passed. So, you know, but the hospice route, it's tough. And not all hospice people believe in cannabis. So then you kind of, which we're used to, right? Because we butt up against medical professionals all the time about the benefits of, you know, cannabis or cannabinoids. But I think that it's becoming a little more progressive. The fact that you could turn your pastor, who was not a believer, into a believer who sought you out. You didn't have to get out there and be like, listen, I can help. He knew that you could help. Is phenomenal. That shows a lot of progress. That's exciting.
That is a lot of progress. And, you know, Christina, I just would like to share that the difference in just my lifetime, my first husband, bless his heart, Ken passed away from pancreatic cancer, and he was in hospice, and I didn't have the ability to help him like I have the ability to help people now. Mm-hmm. So just in my lifetime, to see how my own family became ill and needed care, mm-hmm. that wasn't available for him. Mm-hmm. And so that puts a little more passion into what I do in that I think of him.
Yep. You know, that's the thing. People like us, you know, besides the fact that we're patients and we are cannabis users and can't, you know, CBD users, et cetera, the fact that we've had family members who've had various travesties medically and we were able to help them or push us to the direction of helping others because we couldn't get to them faster or fast enough, you know, is pretty, I think, pretty awesome because we have that ability because of what we've already been doing.
Right. What an honor too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things with my my brother's passing that I've shared with you prior to getting on today, but I've started to talk about it. I kept everything very quiet the week of his death and his passing because I was trying to be respectful of the fact that I didn't want to release really the back end story that was associated with his death. I just wanted to get it to the point where we got to the memorial and then I come up and I say it, right? Because I'm his oldest, you know, I'm the oldest sibling. I'm the one who took care of him. You know, he had parents, obviously my mom and dad, but I was always there for him. His motorcycle accident where they should have medevaced him and they didn't. He coded 5 times. He had 35 pints of blood infused in him. He lost his spleen, broke his back, was on a ventilator, aspirated on his way down to the hospital. So this was in his 20s. So I've been going through this stuff with him. He passed at 43 for 2 decades. And that's what I said to everyone that attended his memorial, but the real reason was because of his mental health issues and his addiction to opiates to try and curtail his mental health problems. So it's, we were already in that space, you know, with the companies that I am the CEO for from a mental health perspective, but now it's pushed us harder to move faster now to really help these people. From a COVID standpoint, from a mental health standpoint, from an addiction standpoint with opiates, we've got to get going. Because look at all the people that are dying because of COVID, because not only COVID, but after COVID, their mental health is shot to hell. I know this, and I'm sure you know this, from helping patients through my nonprofit that come to me, like just even my best friend today, who's a doctor, he has brain fog right now. He had COVID. He couldn't come to the memorial service. He has brain fog and I can see there's some other things going on, right? So it's like, oh boy, hey, we've got to try this. I'm going to send you this. I'm going to send you that because I don't want these people become desperate and they kill themselves because they can't deal with the palliative effects of COVID-19 and the doctors don't know what to do to help them. but we can help them in our side because we know.
Absolutely. Christina, first, I would just like to say, I am so sorry about the loss of your brother.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
We had some time to share before, and we were brought together for many reasons, and his life is going to soar in that you are going to teach people how to stay out of that unfortunate place.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for your time that you give people so that they can find relief from the mental health issues that are going on. COVID, opiate addiction. It is rampant in our world right now. And we need more people like you who are reaching out and loving on people. And so I know this will soar you with all your goals.
Well, and you, people like you, because you've walked in this path with family members of your own suffering medically, that they had issues with diagnosing and trying to put a Band-Aid on things that were not going to help you figure out your secondary endpoint, like we like to say in clinical research, because you had an original diagnosis and then you had a second one that they were trying to mask through your first treatment. That's, I mean, you too, Christy. Like, if this is amazing that I have the honor of having you on my show, and it all happens because we happen to be friends on Facebook because we're all in the cannabis space. And I've been following some of the things that you've been posting, and we've interacted personally as humans to human. And so that's why I wanted to bring you on today, because I knew there was more behind what I had seen, because I know what my story is. And I don't always share everything about what drives me. You know, that's one of the reasons why I have this podcast.
Well, I am so thankful that you have shared the things that drive you, because you have passion like no other woman. You have drive, and the smile that you keep on your face through adversities in life. I honor that. You know how to take care of yourself and to love those around you and make the world a better place. And for that, I like to call you friend.
Oh, thank you so much. You have no idea how grateful I am that you showed up today.
Oh,
thank you.
You're very, very welcome. I would just like to take this moment as you, there are a lot of hard things going on in this world. And I would like to just take down the curtain a little bit and be a little vulnerable myself, in that we are not only trying to help people, we have problems going on in our own families. Mm-hmm. We have families, daughters, brothers that are struggling with addiction, that are struggling with alcohol, that are struggling with mental health issues. And it is important that we lift each other up, and we lift each other up by sharing how we got through things and saying, you know what, I am so sorry for your loss, but I want to share with you that my family experienced a loss very similar just last year. We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary, and there was a lot of sadness around a death. Mm-hmm. And our family mourned very heavily. And so I do understand that. And I lift you up in this space as we try and heal others. We still are human. We still have families that we are trying to care for. And so I lift you up, Christina. I lift you up and know that there will be a purpose in your brother's story. And you are the beautiful woman who will bring it forward so that others can find relief.
Thank you so much for saying that. And I appreciate all that you've shared with our viewers today. we're tight on time today as we butt up to the end of the show, but I definitely would like to have you back on. And there's some things I want to talk to you about that we're planning under the CD brand that aligns very well with some of the things that we talked about today. So I'm going to owe you a call after this, of course, but also because we're friends and I appreciate you so much. You have no idea how much I appreciate you today. Thank you so much.
Wow. It was my pleasure. Everything happens the way it's supposed to. And we are all right where we are supposed to be.
I agree with you so wholeheartedly. So with that, as we always say, thank you for joining. We are the same. I am Christina D'Arcangelo.